Hi again, Sean Eckford here, director at the Sunshine Coast Festival of the Written Arts and podcaster in residence this year round. We're coming towards the end of day one, well, day one and a half, really, because, of course, there was an event Thursday evening, Anne-Marie McDonald, people still very excited about how well that went. And I was going to call this edition of our little podcast Before the Storm, because we've been holding our breath all day. There's been a prediction that there might be some thunder and rain and lightning and such, but so far we've avoided it, and that's good. That meant the crowd had a lot of time to enjoy the grounds here at Rockwood for lunch, and I got out and just found out where people were from, how they managed to find out about the festival, and what they're looking forward to.
Actually, my sister-in-law, she said she was coming over, and did I want to come over and share in the fun? And I said, yeah.
I've been telling her to come for years. She's my cousin.
And I finally did this year.
It's just so fascinating to hear them speak, to hear them read their books. It makes you really want to get into them.
I'm really looking forward to seeing Alison Pick and Michael Winter. And the poetry.
And the poetry.
And the poetry panel.
It's so comfortable, and you know, and if you're inside or even if you're outside, there's so much to enjoy, even just to sit and not be scheduled. It's lovely.
You've probably guessed this part already, but for the authors themselves, looking forward to seeing the other authors is kind of a big draw for the festival. And I talked to Ian Weir about what he was looking forward to seeing himself and got an interesting prediction.
My dear friend Craig Davidson, also known as Nick Cutter, is reading later on this afternoon. Hal Wake last night was spreading the rumor that Craig was going to do a strip tease during the reading. Craig is not confirming that, but you know, you never know.
Now, it turns out Craig, in fact, did not do that. I'm not sure whether the crowd was or wasn't disappointed by that. What Craig did do is give a little preview of some work he's got on the go right now based on a magazine article he did about his time as a school bus driver driving special needs students called Precious Cargo. And that led to all sorts of discussions, as often happens in the Q&A sessions, about the craft of writing. Craig was talking a little bit about the balance when you're dealing with nonfiction and you're talking about other people who are still among us, getting their buy-in and permission and just general acceptance of what's being done in the work. It was something Camilla Gibb also talked about. Her book involves a look at her own family. And she pointed out as well, there's something kind of interesting that happens in the editor-author relationship when it comes to dealing with something like a memoir.
It's different with nonfiction because she's interrogating me about my own life. And in fact, what she's doing is forcing me to be more honest. And that was often the case, where she would smell the dishonesty or the evasion or the, you know, and she would push me further. So it was brutal as a process.
The craft of what goes into writing a memoir also was a part of Karen Friedman's presentation. She, of course, wrote 1 Hour in Paris, a true story of rape and recovery. This is difficult subject matter for a lot of people here today. I met one woman in the lineup to go in who was saying that her elder college class had studied the book, and it was a bit controversial as to whether people actually wanted to read it or not. But she pointed out that authors are often our gateway into difficult subject matter. And Karen pointed out in the Q&A session that, in fact, unlike what most people thought, writing this book wasn't a form of therapy.
A lot of people very reasonably assume that writing this book was therapeutic for me. And honestly, it wasn't. I had to do all that therapy to reach a stage where I could write this book. And the book actually was really a creative endeavor for me. And a fabulously interesting one.
Now, that is a fairly heavy thought, perhaps, to leave you on, so I won't do that. I want to go back to Craig Davidson, because he also writes, of course, as Nick Cutter in the horror genre, things along the lines of Stephen King and what have you. And I caught up with him at the book signing, and he had just signed one copy of Cataract City, which he wrote as Craig Davidson, and one of his book, The Deep, which he wrote as Nick Cutter. The Deep was signed for a husband, Cataract City for a wife. I asked him if that happens a lot.
It's sometimes rare that I get to sign both of my books, period, you know, from my two separate entities. Craig Davidson books seem to be embraced, you'd think, by men, and they are probably embraced more by men than women, but the horror books, there's actually a fairly huge female audience for horror books.
All right, I think that's where we're going to leave it for today. If I rush, I might just be able to catch the tail end of Living Wild with Rosella Leslie and Nikki Van Schindel. And I might have a chance to tell you a bit about that tomorrow.